Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Barbara Weltman is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's been with us for 22 years. Hey, Barbara, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, happy anniversary to you. can it possibly be true?
How about that? 22 years ago this month. We're only about a week early.
Right.
We're barely a week early. We did because it'll be a little longer before you come back, and we want to make sure we got it in. 22 years ago this month, folks, 1998. Barbara joined us for the first time, and my life hasn't been the same. And I'll let you guys interpret whatever that might mean.
Yeah, I was
I'll
in
let
middle
you
school then.
I know. Yeah, you were just a baby, and
right.
So Barbara, it's been an amazing, fortuitous thing for me to know you over the last 22 years, and I can't tell you, folks. I wish you knew what a good friend Barbara has become to me, and how much I've called on her over the years for so many different things. You've been rock solid, steady for me, helping me, supporting all the things that I do, and I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Well, I feel exactly the same way. How much you've added to my life, and personally, professionally, it's just been marvelous.
Well, we've had fun, and we've even met each other. That's the thing, folks. Some of my Brain Trust members I've never met.
Several times.
Yeah, we've met several times.
Even though we're not close. Yeah.
She's the best, folks, as you can tell, as you know. And as I said, she's not just smart. She's true blue. Hey, Barbara, thank you again. And let's talk about this thing we alluded to in the previous segment about filing. There's some
right.
In fact, the president brought it up last night in his remarks on television. That there may be some changes made. He didn't mention filing, I don't think, but he mentioned maybe paying. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly what he said. You probably do. What's being floated out there that might be changed around taxes because of the coronavirus?
Well, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin has said that they are talking very seriously about extending the filing deadline at least for individuals and small and mid-sized businesses. So they're talking about perhaps giving everybody automatically till October 15th
really?
To file.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so everybody gets an automatic extension.
An automatic extension. Now, we should know, I would think, today or
should
tomorrow.
Be, right?
We should know very soon.
They need
because
to.
The actual date is Monday, so
right.
With the 16th, so they have to kind of come up with it quickly. I think that they that's an easy fix. Certainly, it's within the rights of the IRS to do that, to give you an extension.
Well, but here's the thing, Barbara. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're going to get to it. Go ahead.
I was going to caution everybody to pay attention to what does get extended, because mm-hmm. just because they give you a filing extension doesn't mean that that's going to give you more time to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, the taxes for 2019 may still be due by April 15th.
Right. They may still require. That's,
your
you estimated
watch that. Taxes.
The
may
devil's
still
in the details,
due.
Right, Barbara? You got to find out. Are they saying, okay, you don't
what
have to file
doing?
Your
right.
return till October, but you do need to pay your taxes, or is there an abatement on that? So here's another thing, Barbara.
Right.
If they do that, whatever date they choose in the future, remember the entities that file that are required to file in March can only extend through April through September.
Right.
And so does that mean that sub S's and LLCs might get a 7-month extension?
It's possible. We don't know yet, but these
are the details you got to pay attention to, right?
That's precisely right, and we really don't know yet. We have to listen, and we have to see if there's anything that we have to actually do, if this is just going to be, you know, just sort of a
right.
blanket thing. You don't have to file anything
mm-hmm.
to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of personally kind of confused about why we need all of this since you can get an automatic extension, and you can do everything online from home. So
it doesn't make sense.
Who are, people who are quarantined could do it, but obviously with disruption and perhaps lack of access.
You know
to
what
your
would make sense to me, Barbara?
Who knows?
What would make sense to me would be to say, okay, the dates are intact. If you need an extension, file an extension. We already have that in place. But if you need more time to pay your taxes, we're going to extend that payment date 90 days without penalty and interest. Give them a window for penalty and interest. What do you
think? Another quarter, yeah. That would make good sense. But we know, you and I know, from talking about taxes for more than 22 years on air, that what makes sense is not doesn't
no
correlate
kidding.
With what actually happens.
Yeah, I thought
you
that
and
was
I can
interesting.
You have a good tax system, but nobody listens to us.
Right. And so it'll be interesting to see if they actually get to the heart of the matter and deal with what's real or not. You know, it was interesting that the president spent so much time talking about small businesses. I really appreciated him doing that. A lot of administrations don't do that, haven't done that. However, I don't know. I know a little bit about the SBA loan process. I don't know that's actually all that much needed. You know what I mean? If you've got a good company, you've got credit, and you've got a local relationship, as I've been telling people for years, to have a relationship with a community bank, then, you know, you don't have any problem getting credit. You're going to be able to ride through this with your organic credit. What do you think, Barb?
Well, that's absolutely true. And we've been talking and advising businesses that it's always wise to put your lines of credit in place when you don't need them.
That's
when
exactly
you're in a good financial
best
situation.
Best time to borrow money is when you don't need it. You should have already done it. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Barbara Weltman, 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.